Hi there, just me in an empty room today, but I've got a couple of interesting films that you might want to take a look at.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
I'll start with a film called Waves. This one stars Kelvin Harrison Jr., Sterling K. Brown, who is in Black Panther, Taylor Russell, who is in Escape Room, Alexa Demier, Renee Elise Goldsberry, and Lucas Hedges. This film was written and directed by Trey Edward Schultz. His last film was a horror film called It Comes at Night. Kelvin Harrison Jr. plays Tyler. Tyler has a lot on his plate. Despite coming from a wealthy, upper-middle-class African-American family, he's feeling the pressure to perform well at school, pressure to be a star on the wrestling team. He's got problems with his girlfriend. He's got a domineering, overbearing father played by Sterling K. Brown.
I'm trying to give you the tools to succeed.
And his shoulder hurts a lot. His sister Emily, played by Taylor Russell, and his mother, played by Renee Elise Goldsberry, realize that something's wrong with Tyler, but he pushes them away. Tyler's world is closing in on him.
Everything's gonna be okay, all right? We're in this together.
And Trent Reznor's all-enveloping soundtrack, combined with some intense hip-hop tracks, as well as a steadily shrinking picture frame, helped to create that impression. You get the feeling that there's going to be an explosion at some point, and you wonder if the family will be able to intervene before Tyler's life spins completely out of control. Now, if this had been the only subplot running through the film, that probably would have been enough, but there are a couple of other things happening too. Unfortunately, so much attention is focused on the story of Tyler and his testy relationship with his father that the struggles of his mother and the emergence of his sister into adulthood feel like they've been tacked on at the end as afterthoughts. When the Tyler part of the story finishes, it feels like the film is ready to wrap up, but that's not what happens. Lucas Hedges, playing a character called Luke, emerges on the scene as Emily's first serious relationship. You'll recognise Lucas Hedges. He's played a teenager in films for the last 3 or 4 years. He's about 25 or 26 now, so maybe it's time to start casting him in more adult roles. Anyway, we do get to see the two of them build a bond, but we don't get to see enough of Mother Catherine and Father Ronald attempt to come to terms with Tyler's actions and their effects on their own relationship. Waves is a beautiful-looking film with some really terrific performances and some intense drama, but it does have a slightly disjointed feel to it. Waves is well worth a look, but expect some chop and be prepared to get dumped.
All we have is now.
I'll move on to some lighter fare now. This is a film called The Wretched. It stars John Paul Howard, whose parents were either hardcore Catholics or big fans of the Beatles, Jamison Jones, Piper Curta, and Zara Marla. This film was written and directed by Brett and Drew Pierce, their previous work being Deadheads, which was a film about zombies. John Paul Howard plays 17-year-old Ben. He's been sent to live with his father, played by Jamison Jones, in an idyllic little town on the shores of Lake Michigan for the summer. Ben's been struggling to cope with his parents' separation, so maybe a summer working at Dad's marina will be just the tonic. Of course, the evil witch who lives in the nearby woods has other plans. Those being to eat as many of the local children as she can, possess the bodies of the MILF next door,
we got a buck, baby,
and some other adults, and generally make life hell for Ben. As if it isn't already, he's being bullied by the local rich kids. Yes, The Wretched is a horror film, and this coward actually found it quite scary. I have seen enough horror films in my time that I know it's not a good idea to investigate strange noises at night. Never go upstairs into a dark attic or downstairs into a locked basement. Bullets don't usually work on supernatural beings, and most importantly, nobody else except the adult whose body the witch is currently in possession of will believe a word you say and just put it all down to you being a troubled teen.
You're a very stupid boy.
So obviously The Wretched isn't the most original horror film ever made, but if you're in the target demographic, say ages 15 to 22, you probably haven't seen films like Fright Night, Jaws, It, or even The Blair Witch Project to compare it to. If you have made it out of the target demographic and still enjoy a bit of horror, get ready for some jump scares, cover your eyes with your fingers, and enjoy this pretty slick, low-budget horror. Sure, The Pierce has left out one of my favourite horror tropes, and the ending doesn't make a lot of sense, but The Wretched casts quite an entertaining spell, and isn't nearly as awful a film as its title implies.
Yep, your neighbours are creepy as fuck.